Municipal Election 2022 Candidate Questionnaire. Victor Woodhouse, incumbent, Ward 2 Councillor Newmarket today sent this questionnaire to all candidates, including those acclaimed, requesting a completed response prior to the October 24 election, which would be published in order when received. Maximum word limits have been strictly enforced, to be fair to all candidates. The responses have not been edited in any way, including for grammar, spelling and clarity. Point 1. What are the top four qualities required to be an effective municipal representative? 4-word limit. Experience accessibility responsiveness reliability 2. Explain why you are the best qualified candidate. 100-word limit. My commitment to the Newmarket community was shown long before I ever ran for council. I have proven my ability to work with others, move projects forward and provide real leadership by working with many community groups. My wife Becky and I have lived in Newmarket for 40 years, 35 at our current home. I'm a husband, father of 5, grandfather to 13, a foster parent, friendly neighbor and a dog lover. I was the founding chair at Inn from the Cold, church leader and past president and member of the Newmarket Chamber. Point 3. What are the two most important issues for your ward, constituents? 200-word limit, 1. I feel the continuing calls and emails around speeding, traffic and parking will likely be the top concerns for residents in the next term. I know from experience, these problems are not easily solved. But because they can negatively affect our quality of life, we must continue working to find solutions that work best for all residents. 2. Infill, building, developments. The town is required by the province to allow infill developments. My role will be to ensure residents' concerns with the development are heard. I will also assist in minimizing any disruption caused by any new building. Choosing a candidate with committed, proven leadership is the most important contributing factor to ensure this issue is handled well. Having served in the community and on council means residents have had the opportunity to see how I will contribute to an even better community going forward. Point 4. What will you do to ensure you are accountable to your constituents? 50-word limit. In 2018, my promise was to listen to residents' concerns, value your input and work on your issues. That commitment has not changed. You will continue to have direct phone access and prompt email replies. I will work to ensure Newmarket continues to be a wonderful place to live. Point 5. What is the most important issue for council, school board to address in the next term? 100-word limit. The biggest issue will likely be keeping the budget costs down while keeping Newmarket a wonderful town. We value what a special place Newmarket is, but during the upcoming term, higher costs, inflation and projects will add to our spending. I am committed to ensuring we move ahead with important projects such as parks, trails and services, while watching carefully that we stay within budget. This will ensure your taxes remain predictable while still providing good value for our tax 60 cents. Describe your dream project that would result in a better quality of life in Newmarket. 100-word limit. I would love to see Newmarket better connected by trails and paths. This would occur by reviewing areas that currently are green space, but do not have a trail to connect them for resident use or to another park or green space. In order to connect all of Newmarket, it would mean having a master plan to connect a few areas, each year as the budget allows. Our current trails are well used and residents tell me they love them. This dream project would provide more options for residents to walk, bike and explore our town more easily and safely. Answer yes or number, 1-word limit. Should salaries be reduced for the mayor and councillors? No, are taxes too high for the services provided to residents? No, do you support tax increases to pay for large budget items or purchases, such as Mullick Estates? Yes, should opening a second branch of Newmarket Public Library be a top priority for the next term? Yes, should the town continue to give incentives and loans to Main Street businesses as part of its revitalization strategy? Yes, should the town provide more incentives to developers to encourage more affordable rental units? Yes, should election candidates accept campaign donations from developers? No, should councillors be required to provide more fully itemized and detailed expense reports, accessible online at no cost to the public? Yes, should the mayor and councillors block followers on their town social media accounts? Yes, should there be fixed terms for councillors? No, should Newmarket permit illegal cannabis stores in town? No.